Now, we reach the climax. Your own spiritual breath. Your own spiritual breath. Now, my beloved, above every breath, be sure that you get your camera working correctly on your own spiritual breath. That is the eighth of our key breaths in mental physics. And never forget the words that I'm now going to say. Now make up your mind. Never forget these words. This is the only breath with your feet apart. Now the hands over the hips, as in the grand rejuvenation breath. The elbows are forward. We exhale vigorously. We inhale. We lock the breath. We hold it. Then we bend the body sideways from the waist. The head is straight. You're looking forward in front of you. You do not twist the head. You pull the head over sideways to the right as far as possible, lifting the left heel off the floor, keeping the right knee straight. Then we reverse the position, bending the body to the left, lifting the right heel off the floor. And so we, so to speak, seesaw back and forth to the right, to the left, three times on each side, pulling firmly on the head. Then we stand erect. We exhale vigorously. We inhale fully. We gently, slowly drop the hands and the arms as we relax completely. Now, my beloved, care must be taken. Watch the little things. Everyone can hear me. Everyone, if he or she is thinking, knows what I'm saying. Now, care must be taken that you do not twist or turn your spine. It is, so to speak, a straight bend, if you'll allow that expression. A straight pull. The movement to the right and the movement to the left must be a careful, straight bend. Now we will see. Now, what did I say about this breath? I don't want to say it again. Do you remember it? Perhaps you haven't remembered it. This is the only breath with your feet apart. We stand, we turn to the left. That's the best. Now, a practice to see how far your feet should be apart. Well apart. So that when you bend, there'll be no fear of your falling in any way. Good. Now, erect. Erect. Not the position. Now, be sure. Feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees. Now, position. Now elbows forward. Now come. Very good. A little better. Now grip. That's the only thing you've got to hold on to. Now without any breath in the body, see that your nose, your face is quite straight, looking forward in front of you. Now then, without any movement of the head, gently to the right, to the left, not too fast. To the right, to the left, to the right, to the left. We stand erect. Now that's good. Now we will stand and we will see. Now be sure, my beloved, get the right grip and feel happy. You may feel a bit disappointed at this moment, but feel happy. It will come. Now all together. First the thought. Now all together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Don't move the posture. Now a big sniff inward. Now just as we did before. To the right. To the left.
right. Let the head fall right down. To the left. To the right. To the left. We stand erect. We exhale. And now we slowly drop the hands. All feeling, try to feel. And now, I'm looking upward to the top of my head. I'm thinking joy. 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 And now, simultaneously, we send it out. We send it out. I embrace this class. I embrace all in mental physics, wherever they may be. I embrace the city. I embrace the state. And now I watch as I see those great waves of light rolling out, growing of their own nature. I embrace this class. I embrace all in mental physics, wherever they may be. I embrace the city. I embrace the state. I embrace the country. And now I watch. I embrace the whole human race. And now, with the light of the divine wisdom within me, with my love, with my joy, with my life, I embrace every living thing. And now I stand fast, lest the light be too great for me, as it returns to me by that mystic fourfold law, not from the one point from which I sent it, but from all the points. It's coming back, back, nearer, nearer, nearer. And now it embraces me. It embosoms me. It overwhelms me. That light of the divine wisdom, that love, that joy, that life, that comes to me from every living thing, so that I know my whole body, my whole body, this wide universe, to be full of light, light, light. And now I will charge every cell of my physical body with the light of the divine wisdom, that love, that joy, that life that comes to me from every living thing. As feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, slowly, and a long, deep, sweeping, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up as I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I sit down quietly. Now, my beloved, let us be still. I don't think that there is one among us who is inclined to question what we're doing. We're learning. And I know that if the whole world were to stand up to you and tell you that black is white, you would know now that what you know is true. Now I would today, if I were you, think upon this. Not to get maudlin within yourself, but be quite happy. You see, my beloved, this is a legacy from life. It's a legacy that has come down to us over many, many, many centuries. When civilizations were very different from our own today, the heart of man was just exactly the same. There was then, in that far past, the same desire for true knowledge of the higher things of life. In those days, of course, it was not then the age of gadgetry. And so, looking back, it seems that it may have been a little easier for them, but it wasn't by any means. And so think on these things, the legacy that we have. It has come down to us over many, many, many years. So therefore, do not let us mock ourselves. Don't let us get cluttered up with alien thinking. Let us feel that we are linked with all that has ever been. And consequently, we shall always be in what we call the future shall ever be. Let us then, as we close officially this part of our class today, be grateful. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks.